Steve Simorosti, you and your family have been in butchering for a little while now.
Yeah, many years. My oldest brother's been here 50 years coming up. My little brother's been here 40 years and I've been here 25. 20 odd years with my father in Gilbert Street in the city.
Great tradition, starting in the west of Adelaide.
Yeah. I still live in the west end, actually. The butcher shop's now my home.
Coming into your shop, it's looks very much like an old style butcher shop. Like you see people cutting up meat and making things and all the rest of it. How different is the resulting product from what we get from the supermarkets?
We don't do a lot in like marinating or whatever. We have some products marinating that, but we still do our basic steaks, chops, good old fashioned sausages.
Mean that you are aiming at meeting the interest of a limited part of the market or what?
No, butcher shop's still personal service. That's what keeps the people here.
Yeah.
They go to the supermarket, they can't ask for a special cut or because half the time it's not a butcher on site.
Yeah.
All they can do is pick off the shelf where they can come in here, they can pick out the window or they can ask us to cut them something special. Which we do.
I have to disagree with some of that because yesterday I went up to this great barn on the road up here where they've got a massive supermarket.
Oh yeah, they've started.
They've got
restaurants. He started a butcher shop up at Pasadena.
Yeah, and they've got hot and cold running butchers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What does that do to your trade?
Ah, it hasn't affected us that much. If they look at the overall price, we win hands down.
I think I can guarantee that.
Did you take some notice there, did you?
Oh, yes. Actually, one of the things I noticed walking in was nothing to do with the new competition or old competition or anything, but I think the last time I interviewed you, lamb shanks were quite expensive. They've become quite cheap now.
Yeah, we're turning over a lot of full quarter meat.
Mm.
So we get a lot of shanks.
Mm. But there are fashions. We'd see sheep running around in the paddock without any legs. Well, they were interesting.
No knuckles, yeah. Yeah, but come winter, they'll go up again. They're seasonal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But $2 for $8 at the moment was a very good price.
Yeah. Now, the sort of people who come here, are your customers people who live locally or do they come in from a distance?
A lot of regulars and a lot come from a long way from our Fritz and our Franks and the old-fashioned Simorosity sausage.
I was wondering whether you'd mentioned that, because that's how we actually met.
Yep, exactly right.
I ate your sausages at the Prince Albert.
That's right, and they're still selling them there.
Yeah, and I said, who made these? I've got to track them down.
And I walked in.
That's right. It was a good old Adelaide connection that your family, your dad, and now you are living there.
Yep.
And you've shifted out as a butcher with your brothers at Colonelite Gardens.
That's right, yeah.
Mm. Coming back to the meat side of things, is it comparatively straightforward to get the supplies that you want, or do you have to scout around a lot for...
No, we've got our beef buyer and our lamb buyer, and they know exactly what we want.
Mm.
Don't send us what we don't want because it goes back.
Mm.
We're a supermarket, they get sent whatever, they have to sell it. We don't accept what we don't want.
I was having a look at your quite lengthy display there when I came in, and there don't seem to be too many of the what I might call fashionable cuts. I can't see any, flat iron steaks or things like that.
Nah, we just stick to the basic. Old-fashioned butcher shop. Yeah. Oh, there's some other products down there, seem ready-to-cook stuff, but a lot of it, they always come back to the basic stuff.
And the quality of the meat, is that better than
We've had three good seasons in a row now, which lamb's been beautiful at the moment.
Yeah.
The best year they had this year. And the prices are still good for the farmer.
Oh, I say good for the farmer. Yeah. Well, somebody has to make a living sometime.
Yeah, and wool's been the highest it's ever been.
Mm. So that's one thing in this sort of business, you do feel quite a close connection with the land.
Yeah, yeah, good luck. Well, I wouldn't like to do it.
What about staff? It seems that everybody's name here is Cimarosti, but
no, we got
training up people. Do you have people queuing up to get? We might say there's an old-fashioned butcher's of a reasonable size. When we get inside the door, it looks a lot bigger.
Yeah.
But in fact, you're quite an employer.
8 to 10.
Yeah. And
old Tom, he's still delivering for us. He's 94. Old ex-butcher.
Yeah.
He just won't give it away.
Yeah.
Does a few deliveries on Thursdays and Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to give me an evasive answer on this, but what's your favourite cut of meat to eat?
As a grill, rump steak. And as a braise or a stew or a casserole, you have to, can't go past oyster blade.
Yeah.
The best steak of the lot.
Yeah. See, I knew you'd get round to flat iron steak.
Cause that's it.
Well, that's just with the
that's the flat iron. Yeah, that's right.
Cut through, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that all goes to a jelly, it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, cook it quite differently then, don't you?
Slow.
Because, yeah, you've got to get that nicely soft.
Yep. And it just falls apart.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful steak and a good price.
Yeah. And why rump steak?
Flavour.
Just flavour.
Best flavour of the lot.
Yeah.
That or Scotch fillet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going up market a bit then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't get to take that home very often.
Oh, you sell it all too quickly, do
you? Yep.
Isn't it terrible living on the scraps as the butcher? Not quite the scraps.
Sometimes offcuts are the best cuts.
Yeah. Well, what do they say the butcher's cut is?
Oh, the swinging steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them take that, yeah.
Yeah. Or the bloody skirt.
Yep, the skirt steak.
Yeah.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with that, though.
Well, I thought the excuse was that there was only one of them and a beast, and therefore, well, we'd better look after it ourselves. Just the fact that it's one of the best cuts you can
exactly
get.
Right, yeah. That's right, only one.
Mm.
Or one on each side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, thanks very much for talking to us again.
You're welcome.
It's a comfort to know that whatever the attractions up the hill might be, you've got your own distinctive way of doing things and you're staying on and doing all right.
Well, hopefully we'll stay for another 10 years.
What's old Tom going to do by then?
I don't know.
Still delivering?
I don't know. You can't get too many more dents on the truck, I know that much.
Thanks very much.
No worries, Amy.